Before we begin, I wanted to give a huge shout out to Amazon Music for partnering with us on this episode of Three Techies Banter. But you'll hear more about this later on the episode. Let's get right into today's episode.
Hi, I'm Samiran.
Hi, I'm Nilesh.
Hi, I'm Sheetal. And you're listening to 3TB.
Three Techies Banter. Hey, hi everyone. I think we are recording what should be the last episode of 2023. So we are still debating whether this should be a season, shouldn't be a season, should be one-fourth of a season or whatever. But come what may, it is going to be the last episode. In fact, if you've looked through this year, you must have realized that, you know, there's been a general euphoria around all things that are going well. There is generative AI, there is going to the moon, the James Webb Telescope. And, you know, it seems like technology is going to be the answer to everything of humanity and its associated species. As is typical of us, we said, you know, if people are going one way, why shouldn't we go the other way? So we have decided to talk about all the stuff that did not go so well for technology. And we've kind of picked up some really funny ones. And I think, but within the fun also, there is, of course, learning that, you know, it's not all pervasive. It is not always right. And it can sometimes really go horribly wrong due to bad planning, overconfidence, what have you. And there are a whole host of those. So you just need to look in the right place to see all the goof-ups, because they're kind of really hidden well, as opposed to all the accolades. So Nilesh, what do you have for us?
I have a few, and I'm going to start with one IT fail that dates back to actually 2021. Okay, so this is an amazing story. So in August 2021, a school in Massachusetts, a regional high school, they installed a green lighting system. Okay, from a company, you know, which was called Fifth Light. And basically, the idea was noble, okay? So the idea was that your light inside and outside should adjust to the daylight and stuff like that. And you save a lot of money on electricity and, you know, it's all the green lighting stuff that was happening around Massachusetts. So they installed this system. And this software system was hit by a malware. And due to that, one fine day, the teachers and students realize that the lights are on at full brightness. Okay. All the lights are on. They tried to figure it out, but the lights were just not dimming. They were not changing anything based on the ambient external light. The problem started when they realized that this system, when they installed, they took away all the manual switches. So you could not switch the light on or off. Okay. Then, lo and behold, some other issues cropped up. The company who had installed the system was out of business. And the IP of their green lighting system was bought and sold multiple times. So the school, had a hard time figuring out who was the new owner of this lighting system. After a couple of months, they figured out, and this time lights are all on, by the way, the lights are just on. The only thing they were at least trying to do was they were sometimes screwing out the bulbs and screwing them in, but you can't do that for the whole high school, right? So lights are still on. And then they finally found out that some company called Reflex Lights has taken it over. So these guys jumped in. And then they realized that not just no manual switches, they realized that this software was heavily integrated with the overall school administrative software. So essentially, you could not actually, you know, replace it, just this piece, right? You'll have to change schools.
Absolutely. Yeah?
So that was a realization. Then another realization hit them that, once they started troubleshooting, they found out a vendor who would have done it. So because the vendor was a Chinese vendor, right? And due to the supply chain issues that were, the things were really still bad after it, this was just post-COVID kind of stuff. So supply chains were disrupted. It took like months on to get the new equipment and software updates from China. And finally, after 18 months of lights being on, the system was finally upgraded. The system was corrected. And this time, they installed manual switches.
Oh, great.
I want to know how much did they spend over the 18 months. And did they...
Not disclosing.
Was that worth the savings that they were supposed to get?
No, sometimes these things are so strange. We used to have this story of the AS400, you know, and in the good old IBM days, that used to be an epitome of durability. So apparently the big story was that somebody installed this somewhere, and with all the office moves, they forgot where that machine was. And it just kept running and running. And then one fine day, I think, you know, some commission system stopped working. And then they didn't know where the server was, because then they found it, you know, it was somebody had, of course, unplugged it, thinking it was a storage thing. And because they unplugged it, it went off. And that's it. Commission stopped. So it is a story of bad. This thing, but IBM used to position this as a story of durability. That, you know, you can just use it and forget it. It'll keep running.
Like, I'm glad they didn't steal the Hero Honda line which said, fill it, shut it, forget it.
This story, it was, it has now a sobering effect on, you know, people thinking about automation and the fact that you really still need your manual overrides because at least you can switch it on and off.
So speaking about this manual overrides, you should also have manual overrides on everything smart in your house, especially if you have children, right? So I was reading about this whole grocery ordering fiasco which happened with a smart fridge, right? Where a toddler in the house went and played with something on the smart fridge, and the couple in Florida ordered about 500 pounds of bananas. I wonder if they fed the neighborhood or had banana smoothies for the rest of their life.
So these are small things, okay? So I came across some really wild ones. So the NYSE, and this is documented, so their backup system is actually manual. So in the sense that somebody at a certain time has to go and switch on the backup system. So they do it every day. So on one given day, somebody forgot. So the backup didn't happen. So the system did not recognize that the day was over. So it just kept running. And so when the next day started, it was still carrying on as if, you know, the day was, and there were huge swings in the market. So I mean, obviously they caught it. But it is such a basic thing that we think about automating. But for some reason, the NYSE veered the other way. They said, let's stay manual. And the other one I came across was, so NASA, obviously revered for its technology prowess and science, acumen and whatnot. So when they did an audit, there was a huge problem with their licensing, because apparently they couldn't find and locate all the machines that they had in their office, and all of them were running Oracle software. So it took them about 3 years and $15 million to find all the machines and pay up the licenses. I mean, and imagine that they're tracking space debris. They're sending Voyager across the solar system, but they can't find machines in their office, and they don't know if this running license software.
Samiram, that is chindi work, yeah. When you're running things in space, you don't want to figure out kiska license kaunse system.
But Oracle doesn't. Oracle doesn't think so. They say, "Mere ko mera license ka paisa do."
So you know, it's that 60,000 square feet wala. So all this is very chindi work for NASA. So I have another really crazy one. So I have a couple of crazy ones. And, me being me with all the everyday stuff that I love to do with my research, I found another one, which was in New Jersey to a family. The fridge, I'm obsessed with fridge, I think, this time. The fridge burst into a rendition of Verdi's La Traviata. And this happened because there was a software glitch which triggered off stuff in the inbuilt speakers of the fridge. And so they started their day with listening to Verdi's La Traviata at breakfast. So that's one funny thing. And the other one, which is, I'm still on the fridge, okay? So all my analysis is on the fridge. It's some fridge malfunctioned. And you know the ice maker that they have in the fridge on the front? It kept spewing ice. It just kept producing ice and throwing ice out. So it almost like they had a floor of ice because the fridge would not stop producing ice. So here are three fridge bloopers which have happened in 2023.
You know, this whole automation and Internet of Things, I think it still has to come of age, honestly.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think this level of automation, it needs checks and balances.
Yeah, it does. So crazy. I'm actually trying this out at home because I've picked up a lot of these smart things.
What?
No, what I'm not trying to order from my fridge. I have decided to keep my refrigerator safe. I'm not doing anything with it, but I'm trying things with my washing machine. So it has this little app and all that, and I'm going to see if I can control it from wherever on my phone. So,
my God, I don't know how you're doing it. I am struggling with my fan, which has got a remote control. You know, it reprograms itself. You know, that remote, it just goes off. So it says 5 and then it's running at 2. Then you have to kind of go and sync it again or not. Now I'm at a point where I'm going to throw it out and go back to my good old Crompton.
Oh, by the way, fan. Crompton also has fans with remotes. Huh? So be careful.
No, I'm going to go for the manual one, man. Oh, God, that fan is driving me batty.
So I'm going to try and do my new stuff. I'm going to go and try my new stuff with my washing machine.
So talking about safeguards and also, I just came across against a very strange statistic, not strange, but kind of quite bad for the people who are not able to raise funds. That there apparently in this whole year, 3,200 startups have folded up and they had together raised $27 billion. Okay. And that's all gone. There are like 3,200 startups which have just gone bust. And they have raised $27 billion. I just kind of think, my God, how much food, how much water, how much education. It's just crazy, these numbers in terms of, I just heard an interview in A16Z that was talking about. So there the Anthropic founder had approached them apparently. So he said that, you know, I need 500 to start my company. So this guy says, 500K, we can find it. He said, no, I need 500 million. I said, oops, this is where those numbers are coming from. It's just crazy.
On this, the contrarian tech and, the automation bloopers, I have one more. This was probably, and probably you guys might have read it, it was one of the worst airline, failures of this year. So I think it happened in Jan of this year or sometime. What happened was that there is a FAA in US, they maintain a database called NOTAM, Notice to Air Missions. Okay. And this this database is an automated centralized source of information about which runways are open, which are closed, are there any outages in the airports, are there any hazards in the airport. So it's heavily used for landing and takeoff of airlines. And the keyword is centralized source of information. So I'm again hinting towards our favorite decentralization world. So some outage happened. I'll come to what happened. But because of this outage, all the flights in US were grounded for some time. No one was taking off. Only the flights which were in air, they were being helped to land or remain in air, and nothing was taking off. So then they traced it to obviously, since it is a database, it was a database malfunction. There was some corrupt database and some contractor somewhere, and no one has mentioned where, probably India or somewhere, some contractor somewhere was trying to correct this problem. So there was a corruption in the database. It had not brought down the system down, but they knew that there was some problem. So he was trying to correct it. And there is a live and a backup database, right? And he actually, by mistake, copied one over another. So the corrupt one became kind of a live. So essentially he had two bad copies of database instead. First, so from one good copy and one bad copy, they ended up having two bad copies of database. And the system was completely brought down to halt. It took some time to get it corrected and up and running. And simple things like having redundant backups had not happened, whereby there should have been another good backup, at least one more copy. And, another case for decentralization, redundancy, and, you know, stuff that blockchain provides.
So I have some really mad ones, again, from the everyday world of us. Of course, my bet on the metaverse seems to be a little off and misguided, and therefore I stood by it. But obviously, the meta and the metaverse both are in a bit of a question mark there. But there was a mishap in London, in England, actually, not in London, in England, where a woman was trying out a VR headset, right? And I don't know what she was doing, but she tripped and fell over her coffee table. While I'm hoping she was unharmed. But yeah, this is what VR can do for us. So we should watch out for the VR and the VR headsets. So I don't know if it was an Oculus or if it was something else, but the VR headset and she fell over her coffee table. The other one is this whole drone thing, right? So yes, we've all heard about Amazon trying the drones for deliveries and all of that. But here's this one real estate guy who was trying to take pictures of the real estate that he was trying to sell using a drone. And what he miscalculated was the fact that there were trees around and his drone got stuck in the tree. He spent a couple of hours trying to get the drone out. Finally, he had to call a professional to A, get the drone out, and B, take the pictures of the real estate that he was trying to sell. So, I mean, really, some stupid stuff that is going on. Oh, the funniest was, I think, the robot dog which went on a rampage. So typically, a chap in Japan bought a dog, apparently, a robot dog, which was supposed to follow him, play fetch, all of that. And something went wrong with the software and the dog started chasing the man around the house. He started barking at him, started snapping at him, started doing all the things that a pissed off dog would do. The man had to call the police in to help him from his robot dog. Samiran, that's for you as the dog father. Stay with a real dog and don't get a robot dog.
Absolutely. I'm worried. I'm at a stage where I'm worried about my fan now. So, I mean, like, dog and all, there's no way. No, so, okay, so I have to tell you this. I just read this news that in the Tesla factory, one of the robots attacked somebody and clawed that guy. It was serious. That guy was injured and all, you know. I mean, Elon Musk is like in deep trouble, I think.
Thanks to you, Samiran. I heard the Unconfuse Me podcast by Bill Gates, right? And he started one recently. And one of the episodes was on AI. Since both of you mentioned about this robotic stuff, the most intuitive thing that we would have thought about a decade back or more would have been that, you know, robots will come first rather than something like ChatGPT. And the AI professor he was interviewing, she actually said, and we have mentioned this, that evolutionary skills are way difficult for artificial intelligence to kind of mimic or take over than the skills like learning a language or translating something like that. So I presume, I think we are, not there when it comes to robots and dogs and stuff like that. I think let's take a quick break and come back with some more interesting anecdotes about the fails of 2023.
So in the previous section, you heard us talk about some really crazy fails, some very intense fails like the New York Stock Exchange, etc. And I don't know what our listeners think, but I think we had fewer fails than the tech industry per se when it comes to our podcast. We actually tried a lot of new experiments, and I think we'd love it if you could tell us if we have failed at any of those or whether we should continue to experiment with all the new stuff that we're doing. So some of the things that we did this year in 2023 is we launched the Three Techies Banter Shorts, or the 3TV Shorts as we call them. They're short episodes which have sometimes things to do with technology, but really it's more about new things that we have learned in a week. It's, you know, it's keeping in line with our thing of fun tech and insights and finance and economy and all of that. So we did launch the Three Techies Banter Shorts, or the 3TV Shorts as we call them. Of course, we stole shorts out of YouTube just so that it was easy to kind of manage it on SEO. So 3TV Shorts happened. We also did our own little jingle. And I don't know if all of you heard it or not. So we also launched our jingle this year, which is a take on these are a few of our favorite things. And if you haven't caught it, maybe you should go onto YouTube and check us. We've done some silly, crazy faces around it and written our own lyrics with the help of some friends, and recorded it with, again, the help of some friends. So we do hope that you enjoyed our new jingle. I think we also brought in a lot of new guests this year. And Samiran, do you want to talk about some of our guests? And Nilesh, maybe you can talk about some of the other failures, bloopers, etc., that continue with the theme of the episode.
During the year, we had some very, very interesting guests. I think it was consistent with our kind of love for the concept of DPI. I think we kind of talked about that a lot even last year. So we had, of course, Pramod coming. We had Shankar Marwara. He heads Xtep. And I think it's probably one of those stealth edtech companies. They have done so much in terms of impact, but obviously not frivolous in terms of Baiju, I suppose. Then Shishir Joshi came and he told us some very, very interesting stuff about ONDC. And actually, now you can really see that playing out on every LinkedIn post or any news item as to, you know, all the stuff that ONDC is doing and how far it is reaching to enable e-commerce. And then keeping with our love for strange and trivia, we had the folks from the Paperclip, where we talked about really, really interesting but random things about history of ballooning in India and how a cyclotron was built despite the load shedding in Calcutta. So I think we had some very, very interesting guests who kind of were in keeping with the theme and mood of our show. And I think, and of course, back to our shorts, I think the other thing I must mention, that if you go through all our shorts, you'll see some central themes emerging. One will be the theme of the ass, and the other is about parrots. And I don't know, I can't think of any other theme that comes to mind immediately.
So we can, I'll wait for the verdict of our listeners, but we can safely say that our shorts were not a failed launch of 2023. On that note, maybe I'll talk about, we talked about some random failures related to automation and databases going down. So I thought, coming back to our contrarian view of 2023 tech, I'll talk of two product launches that were supposed failures. I mean, I'll let you decide if they are. So first one has to be from our domain where we work, which is crypto and blockchain, right? So Solana blockchain, and I mean, it's not no investment advice, but if listeners should go ahead and check out Solana, it is now at third highest market cap, if I don't count a stable coin, which is USDT. If I count USDT, then fourth highest. So it's just in market cap, Solana has risen so much in 2023 that it is just below Bitcoin and then Ethereum and then Solana. So it is doing extremely well. So the founders of Solana thought that, you know, we need to, they want to project themselves as a very mobile friendly blockchain also, right? So you can do stuff directly on the mobile. You don't need to, you know, if you want to contribute to the ecosystem. And they launched a phone. So they said that let us launch a phone called Solana Saga. which is a mobile phone, and it just enables a crypto ecosystem for the buyers of the phone, makes it extremely easy. Obviously, like every good tech phone launch, it was reviewed by various people, and most of our listeners might be aware of MKBHD, Mark Brownlee, who is one of the top American YouTubers who reviews a lot of technology, especially mobiles and laptops and stuff like that. So he called Solana Saga phone the worst phone of year 2023. I mean, period, worst phone. You know? Probably because of that or multiple other reasons, I have not really seen or used Solana Saga. It launched and there were no sales. The price got reduced. It was selling at, $599. It launched at a bit higher price point, but they dropped the price. Nothing much was happening. But the saga doesn't end there. The state is that in December, every single phone is sold out and there is a huge line to buy the phone. I'll tell you why. So one of the ecosystem meme coins called Bonk, B-O-N-K, they said that if you buy Solana phone, we'll do an airdrop of free meme coins. Okay, so you buy a phone and you'll get in your wallet this meme coin called Bonk. This meme coin started going up. It rose like in a span of a month. You could have made three times more money. So it went quadrupled, right? In a span of a month. So people were just rushing to buy this Solana phone because you are going to, the cost of phone was way lesser than the value of the Bonk tokens that you are getting or the Bonk meme coins that you're getting on it. At one point of time, brilliant folks, they decided, why don't I sell my phone itself? Because there is no phone available in this market. So it went as high as I think $5,000 or $6,000. People have paid to buy a phone which was selling at $599. So I don't know whether this was a fail or a success. Honestly, you tell me.
Nilesh.
It's like work in progress, I think. It's like the Bonk Saga, it can be called.
Oh, so Kamiran, they've already called it. It's called the bonkers trend of the Solana Saga phone. It's called the bonkers trend. So I don't know.
Wow, there we go.
I mean, so it's no longer available. I don't know whether they are manufacturing more phones, but yeah. So this was one launch that I wanted to talk about. The second launch is also kind of a fail, I'll say, and it is in the AI realm. I don't know whether you guys have read. There is something called a Humane AI Pin.
Oh, yeah, yes, of course. Yes, yes.
So Humane AI Pin is basically going to wean you off your phone, right? So I didn't know that these guys were ex Apple guys, who designed this phone, and it has stuff which you do on your phone, which is camera and Now these guys are coming from Apple, right? And you create a Humane AI Pin, okay? And you raise $240 million, okay? That's like crazy. Probably one of those, you were saying, right? 27 billion in the previous section. So money raised is 240 million. And the pin weighs more than a golf ball. I mean, how do you wear this pin which is supposed to wean you off from a phone which is, in terms of form factor, way easier? So, I was just surprised. It is Thob, and I don't know it is going to wean anyone off. But, when you have AI in your startup name, you raise money. That's about it. So, yeah, that was another fail.
Maybe we should call ourselves 3AI.
On that happy, thoughtful note of rebranding ourselves, maybe from 3TB to 3AI, I think we should say goodbye to all of our listeners for the year 2023. And we will come back in the year 2024 with some really amazing new stuff. We have a lot of plans and we hope you will stay listening to us and enjoy our banter as we go crazier, madder, and I think bonkers in the next year.
Wish everyone a very happy new year. And I hope, these fails of tech reduce and we have some interesting things happening in 2024. I'm sure we'll cover it in trend setting, you know, techs of 2024.
See you in 2024 and wish you all a very, very happy new year. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Three Techies Banter. Just wanted to say a big thank you to Amazon Music once again for partnering with us on this episode of the podcast.